Sports Map Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, let's head to the Progressive guest line. Progressive Insurance, drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $700 on average. And for a job you'll love, visit progressive.com/careers. Zach Weinberger joins us from the Palm Beach Post to talk about the Florida Atlantic Owls at the Conference USA. And they beat Tennessee to go on to the Elite Eight in New York City, where they will take on Kansas State coming up on Saturday. How are you, Zach?
I'm good. It's obviously been a great morning for Owls fans here in New York City. But, what a game yesterday.
What a game. And not only that, thanks for joining us so early. I know it's late and you're filing stuff, so I really appreciate the time this morning to join us. Yeah. They talked about this team this season early in the year, November. They beat Florida. Is that when people started to go, hey, maybe there's something to this Owls team this season?
There was definitely a buzz. For sure. I mean, the Owls were sort of destined to have a win like that the season prior. I still remember the game against the University of Miami in the Borough, and they lost by a couple points. And, you know, it seemed like that they were destined to kind of have a run like this where they would upset a team like Florida and then just go on an insane run. You know, I knew that the Owls would be better this season. I never thought they would make it, you know, to the Elite Eight, be ranked for the first time, and just had these just run of successful moments.
What is the key to this team? How is this team built? What is its strength? We saw about that last night in the second half against Tennessee. But where does this start for the Owls?
You know, for me, I think it all starts with the head coach, Dusty May, and what he's just instilled with this roster, especially when it comes to recruiting as well. You know, because when you look at this 7-8-man rotation, there's really not, you know, there's a starting lineup, there's a bench, but they don't have that mindset. A lot of these guys play close to 30 minutes a game, and it all starts with a lot of these guys who are just sophomores. You know, this team is built to win now, and it's built to win in the future. You know, and they're basically, their key points is just taking care of the basketball, shooting the three ball well, you know, out-rebounding the other team, and it's just been working all season.
How would you describe the play in Conference USA? Yeah, the Owls were representing that conference, but, you know, North Texas is in the semifinals of the NIT, whatever you want to do with that. UAB had a good year. But the competition that they had in the conference this season, how would you grade it?
I would grade it pretty high. I mean, it's been tough this year, you know, and I know that FAU has swept a lot of teams in during the regular season, but Conference USA was a tough conference this year. You know, you mentioned UAB and North Texas, two of the headaches for FAU in the conference. But yeah, there's other guys like Western Kentucky and Middle Tennessee, and even the middle level teams that were kind of giving them, you know, headaches. So it's surprising maybe to the rest of the world, but when you watch Conference USA basketball for the whole season, it's like, yeah, like these teams can go, you know, and especially like FAU and what they've done. So it's cool to see that, but, you know, it's obviously well worth it. A lot of these teams are now moving to the AAC, and for good reason.
Yeah, a little bit about that. The FAU, they said there was their last year in Conference USA. What is their future?
Yeah, so they're going to the AAC, and just, again, this university has been on the rise for so many years now, and, you know, there's been a lot of talk on Dusty May, just if he's going to be the head coach next year, and a lot of these players in the transfer portal. We don't know what's going to happen with that. But this team is on the rise. They're not staying in Conference USA. They're going to get so much exposure in the AAC. It's just, you know, the team is built to win.
So this was a team last night that was down. They go on an 18-2 run. And the keys to that last night, I mean, Tennessee just couldn't seem to put this team away. Looked like they were controlling the game early, but always kept it within that striking distance. And then the Owls came back with that run and then took it from there.
Yeah, if we saw anything this season, it's just that FAU doesn't really know how to lose. They're just pests. You know, it seemed like in that first half, you know, they were playing sloppy basketball. They had 9 first half turnovers, and they weren't shooting well from three at all. But it seemed like that physicality from Tennessee was really getting to them. But in the second half, something clicked. You know, Michael Forrest, who was scoreless in the tournament so far, he scored 8 straight points, led to a great run, like a 20-4 run, I believe. So it's just seeing it, especially against an SEC team in Tennessee. I mean, they had their problems, but still. Seeing kind of FAU stay poised like they have been all season, it's been really impressive to see.
They're 10-1 in games decided by 5 or less points. Yep. What is the key to that statistic? It can't just be luck and being on the right side. There has to be some sort of philosophy that May is putting into these kids in these tight games.
To me, it's definitely the experience. If you've been watching the Owls the past couple seasons, even since May got the job, you know, I think last season the stat was not in that favor at all. I believe they were like 0-8 or 0-10 maybe in close games like that. And they just know how to kind of handle themselves now. They just seem relaxed. They seem comfortable. And especially in last night where most of the crowd was pro Tennessee. And they still found a way to kind of stay poised and get on a run and play to their strengths. So to me, it's been the experience. You know, too many times I've tweeted or wrote articles where it's just, you know, FAU falls in a close game or they have a lead and they lose it. So now the story's different.
Tell me about the school. Tell me about the location. Boca Raton, it's a beautiful place to live. I lived in West Palm Beach for like 6 months when I was younger. So, I mean, you know, I had a little taste of it. My wife's from Florida, so we had a little taste of that. It's a beautiful place. But what is it like for the community? How does the community embrace this team? Where's Florida Atlantic? It's not right next door to Miami. It's a good little distance, but it's right there. The city still is in its shadow.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to FAU and obviously the schools that are in just Florida itself, right, it would rank maybe fourth or fifth. You know, them and FIU is always kind of head in head of being kind of that school after UF and FSU and UM. But it's a great school. And, again, the exposure that they're getting because of the basketball team is going to it's only just but beneficial, you know. And, again, what the basketball program has been doing, and we're seeing now a new regime with the football program and even other sports that are maybe not as widely recognized, they're always doing well. John McCormick and that baseball team and the volleyball team there and a lot of the women's sports. It's a program on the rise, you know, and I think that this basketball season has just been one of those few examples.
All right, where do you think the matchup is? It two New York kids going at it in the Elite Eight, but overall, how do you think they match up with Kansas State?
Again, I feel like FAU matches up with a lot of teams pretty well, and I definitely think compared to Tennessee, FAU is definitely that better matchup. Listen, they're undersized. You know, they've been one of the more undersized teams in the tournament. I think besides them, it was FDU who they faced. So I think they match up well. They're scrappy. They're tough. They're just a tough out. You know, Kansas State had an insane game against Michigan State the game before, and I was there. But to me, it's, you know, if FAU shoots three ball well, which they haven't been doing all tournament, but all season, that's been one of their strengths. If they kind of do those keys to victory, they're going to be a tough out, you know, especially guys like Elijah Martin, Janelle Davis, Michael Forrest, Vlad Goldin, et cetera, if they just have great games. It's going to be a fun one.
Yeah, I agree. And I think back to what we saw last night. I mean, sometimes in this tournament, we see teams that are playing, you know, a higher seed or whatnot, and they're down, and then they sort of go, all right, let's just get this out of here. They fought back, and they'll fight back against Kansas State. I'm looking forward to it on Saturday. Zach, thank you so much. Appreciate your time this morning, waking up and joining us and giving us a little bit more exposure onto these Owls and a fun run they've had so far. Appreciate it.
No problem, man. No problem.
I love it. Zach Weinberger, again, Palm Beach Post. On a Florida Atlantic. Yep, it's Boca, it's sunsets, it's beach, it's no snow, weather. Remember we talked to Steve Lutz, Texas A&M Corpus Christi? What does it do for you? What does it do for a school like that to get into the tournament? Well, we're a school on an island with over 300 days of sunshine a year. Yep, that's what you can get out of this tournament. You make an Elite Eight run, now you're really starting to pay attention. People are really starting to look. It's a beautiful place. Like I said, I was there for like, I don't know, 6 months, young, crazy. But it's a fantastic place. It's a people retire there and whatnot. But now you've got a basketball team where they're going to the AAC next year, right? You've got players now getting big time exposure. Maybe they stay in Florida Atlantic. Maybe they go somewhere else because they're now being sought after in the transfer portal. you've got a coach that may not be around because, again, if you're making $500,000 a year in a land where 4 to 5 to 6 to 2 to 3 million can you, where you can, you know, you can become a name coach. We saw it with Andy Enfield at Florida Gulf Coast, saw it with Porter Mosier at Illinois. Chicago is now the head coach at Oklahoma. Dusty May could be that guy. Takes a team to the Elite Eight, maybe takes a team to the Final Four, and all of a sudden becomes the hot coach that you'd want to have on your campus, and you come with some big dollars. But nevertheless, that's then. Now is Florida Atlantic will take on Kansas State in New York City Saturday. One of those teams will be playing in Houston for the Final Four. We'll continue Hour 2 underway as we get ready to go on Sports Map Radio this morning.